Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. One of the major problems many CEOs have in running their business is running the business. It may seem that it's all they're doing. The family suffers, relationships suffer, their faith suffers. And these CEOs usually have no confidant that they can unload their burdens with. They must always appear to be in charge and confident at all times. And this can take a toll on their life and their family. My guest today is Skylar Lewis, who knows it all too well, and he decided to create a challenging leadership program that will bring these leaders back to reality, back to the place they realize that they're created for greatness. Now, Skylar Lewis has built multiple multi-million dollar companies and has mastered the art of systemizing businesses. His book is in pre-launch. It's called The Two-Day-A-Week CEO, praise God. And this describes his journey from being consumed in the business to create an incredibly profitable company that's run by its employees. Skylar's the CEO of Superior Restoration, as well as Rise Up Kings, which we'll be talking about today, and Overnight Branding. Superior Restoration is a $10 million company all on its own. And then we have Rise Up Kings. This is a three-day faith-based boot camp and professional network of Christian business owners to help men become more intentional with God. And this program has now helped men in over 40 states. Help me welcome to the program, Skylar Lewis. Skylar, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I love that intro. I appreciate that, Robert.
Amen. Amen. Now, the first question I always start with is this. Other than that brief information I just shared, tell us in your own words, who is Skylar Lewis?
Who is Skylar Lewis? So, I really am just a guy that has been on a journey that I feel like God has allowed me to live so I can support other people. So I'm a guy that's grew up in a broken home, divorced parents, 700 square foot house, out in a lower income area of town. And, I just always had a vision to create success and to impact people. And so just went on a journey of a lot of ups and downs and, really finding Christ, what was a pivotal part of the transformation in my life. And really allowed me to take my life to the next level. So I'm at my core, I'm an ambitious, driven man. That's what I love business. I love, making a difference, and I love, now I'm able to actually teach it, which is great. So God has allowed me to go through this journey. Cause what I found, Robert, is there's so many just men that struggle with, that struggle, like you talked about, being balanced. And that was me for so many years, trying to figure out how do I provide for my family while still loving and being connected to my family. Mm-hmm. And so I luckily made a ton of mistakes in that area. So I'm able to serve other men and help them kind of avoid those mistakes while staying connected to God at the same time. So I have two boys, a 5 and 8 year old, been married for about 11 years.
Praise God. Yeah. Amen. And those boys, they're just at the spot now where they're needing that leadership structure, right?
Exactly. That's my new mission field. I need to make sure I'm raising them up and really being extremely intentional with the leadership lessons that I'm showing them by the way that I live. So it's a new level of, it's different. It's different when you're leading men versus leading kids.
Amen. And your journey, you kind of glossed over a little bit. Your journey basically took you from being broke to the CEO of two multi-million dollar companies. How did you find your calling and in order to become intentional with helping men through Rise Up Kings? I mean, where did this idea come from?
Yeah. Early on in my life, like I said, I got my real estate license when I was 18 years old. So everybody was out partying. All my friends were out just staying up late, messing around, and I was studying for my real estate exam. So right when I got out of high school, turned 18, I, I took the test like immediately. And so got my real estate license, tried that for a year, failed miserably. Who wants to buy a house from a 18-year-old kid? That is, wasn't the best idea. So I didn't end up even selling one house. It was a big donut for sales. But I just knew I wanted to create financial success. That was a big part of my life. And so I journeyed, tried multiple other businesses, and I eventually created some success, but also had some bad spending habits. And so by the time I was 23, I ended up filing bankruptcy and losing everything that I had created, and had a hard reset. And this was about the time that I met my wife also. So I filed bankruptcy, was struggling big time, really wondering like what my calling, like what I was meant to do, even at this young age. Something about me was just very driven. I was renting a room, kind of funny story. I was renting a room from these college kids at that point. And they were saving money, so they wouldn't turn on the heater. So every night I would literally freeze in my room. I had sold everything that I had. I had just a bed in there. And so I was freezing like every night. And so I had mentioned that to my dad. And so one day my dad shows up and he shows up with a little space heater. And so brings a space heater in. It was one of the most memorable moments at that time, because I just had felt so alone, so confused, just filed bankruptcy. Like I was just in a kind of a dark place. Mm-hmm. And so he brought this little space heater, which gave me like a little glimmer of hope. Like, you know what? I got this. And he just spent some time with me and I was able to connect with me. So from that moment, I said, you know what? I need to get stuff straight. And so I just started working on myself, started working on personal development and diving deep into like, hey, what do I need to do to get my life back on track? And that included going to church and really focusing on developing some of the behaviors that were preventing me from getting to the next level. And so ended up meeting Jessica, who's my current wife. But again, during that period, I ended up, while we were dating, I ended up cheating on her while we were dating, because I just had these bad habits built already from that whole phase. And so strained the relationship majorly from that. We still ended up getting married and we launched a business together and ended up creating a lot of success in that business. But the struggle was I would work so much in the business, I wouldn't give her the attention and time that she needed. And so that's kind of where that started, where I realized, man, this is really challenging. This is a very challenging deal to be mentally present in the business, but then be able to turn it off. When I got back home, I didn't know how to have that. So for years, while we had that business, and even into the next business we started, which was our restoration company, I just struggled. I struggled with that. We had our first kid. I still struggled managing and being present. I was there, but I wasn't always present many of the times. And so that was kind of the start of the journey where I started developing and getting awareness that, hey, there's a big gap here. And as talking to a lot of friends and people I knew, there was a big gap with all of them. Nobody was fully balanced, or really, there's no such thing as being completely balanced. You're always going to be out of balance in some area, but you can be very intentional with the time that you spend. And so that was my low, started progressing, and eventually got to the point where I jumped into just some heavier personal development and started creating some systems and processes, because I had implemented business processes that worked really well to run my companies. So within a couple of years, we had generated a couple $1 million of revenue and started scaling pretty fast. So I put business processes, but then I thought about it. I'm like, we need a system for my life. Like there's no life management system. Where's the system that shows me how to invest in my marriage, when to invest in my marriage and my kids and God? Like we had a scoreboard in our business where we tracked metrics. I didn't track any metrics for my personal life.
Wow, that's good.
So I'm like, how come there's such a giant disconnect? And I know there's millions of businesses that track metrics and track their data and do this, but there's no, like, where am I doing that in my personal life? And so I started developing a lot of tools to help me stay balanced and be more disciplined and start to develop the right habits. I started tracking everything on spreadsheets, how often I went to the gym, I read the Bible, how often I prayed, how often I connected with people. I still have the tracking sheet from 2014 of these like 30 things I was tracking every single day. And that was the beginning of my tracking and systemization of like outside of business, my personal life. And so that was the start where I started to really build this system, which is now Rise Up Kings, 7 years later.
Amen. That's good. Tracking metrics in your personal life. That's the first time I've ever heard that. it's like, wow, because everybody could use that. I mean, that's something that, my wife, we've been married 45 years. And sometimes she comes and says, are you ever going to get away from that computer? I've been on it for like 10 hours because there's just so much to do. You never, with being in the radio and, that's a continuous thing. It goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You never complete it. Once you finish this, well, now let's get ready for tomorrow type thing,
It's never done. Yeah, the tracking is kind of interesting because, I know in business, whatever I track improves. So if I want new customers, I'm going to track how many customers I'm getting. If I want to have more appointments, I'm going to track how many calls I'm making. I'm going to track it so I can see how I'm doing. Yeah. And just applying that same thing in our life. If we want to grow closer to God, why wouldn't we track how often I'm praying? Yeah. And how often I'm reading the Bible. And so I can see, oh, wow, I'm dropping or, I'm increasing or I'm deficient. Like, oh, I haven't read the Bible in 3 days. Because our mind will kind of mess with us and pretend like we're actually doing a lot when in reality,
exactly,
we're not. And so I'm very intentional with my time in scripture and praying because I want to develop that. Like, it's that important to me where I'm willing to take time to track and even calendar it. Because I'm busy too. And so I think a lot of it comes down to intentionality, at the end of the day. So,
yeah. Amen. Yep. Amen. And your clients are mainly CEOs and business owners. Why is it important for them to be able to collaborate and network and bond at your event?
Yeah. So while I was in business, well, I still am in business. One of the biggest challenges I had was associations. So there wasn't a lot. Like I would go to church, and I would make some great. I'd have great connections and have an incredible time and connect with God. But there wasn't a lot of people that were in my same space, like Christian entrepreneurs that were doing like kind of bigger things. And so I would always feel a little bit of a disconnect, kind of at church, because I really wanted that bonding. I wanted those associations of like Christian business owners, and so. I eventually, when I launched Rise Up Kings almost 2 years ago, my intention was just to create an environment where there was Christian business owners, where guys that were kind of feeling that same thing, like, man, I'm building this business. I feel alone. I don't have a lot of, I can't talk to my employees about all my issues. Mm-hmm. So I want to go talk with other business owners about my issues, and ideally Christian ones. And so I created this whole environment and platform that helps these men collaborate, but through a really intense bonding experience that kind of not breaks them down, but really, really pushes them physically, mentally, emotionally to where their walls are down, their guards down, they're fully raw and fully vulnerable, and they can just really get to know each other, and also see a different side of themselves. I experienced this alone feeling in business. And so I wanted to create this community of men where they could share their darkest secrets and share the struggles that they have. Honestly, there's a lot of men struggling, whether it's, porn or whether it's lust or, selfishness or all kinds of anxiety, depression, a lot of people struggling with mental health stuff. I mean, or just struggling staying consistent and being disciplined. But who are we able to connect with and share that with? So that to me, I feel like this is my calling. Like this is what I was built to do, was just support men in this arena and help them be high performers in their space.
Amen. So. Amen. And you tell your clients that we're here to walk a passage in life, and that passage is not meant to be easy. Explain what you mean by that statement.
Yeah. So a lot of people, it's our natural tendency is we want comfort. We literally design our lives to reach for comfort. Hey, what could I do to be most comfortable? But the challenge is when I'm most comfortable, I'm not at my best. When I'm most comfortable, I can get a little lazy. I can spend more time watching TV. I'm not at my best for my wife and kids when I'm comfortable. And so I've found, but, and there's so many people that haven't reached their potential. Your greatest, potential is not through a life of comfort at all.
Right.
No one has reached their full potential by being comfortable. So it's this disease. It's this thing where we're shooting for this comfort when in reality, like our greatest self is on the other side of the challenging times, the hard things, some of the bigger risks, taking chances. And so we have these like owners that have tried to build this life of comfort. And so now they're comfortable. But what happens when they reach this place of comfort, they get bored. They get bored. And for me, when I get bored, I start to create a little chaos. Mm-hmm. I start to do things I shouldn't be doing. When I'm bored, men and boredom is not a good combination. It is a bad combination. We're not built to be bored. Like we need to be building something or creating something. Like that's just the way we're built. And so there might be people listening to this like, hey, I'm just in a place of stagnancy, of boredom. Freaking go create something, like go start something, like go build, go start to take some risks. Your greatest self is on the other side of some pain, of some struggle. So, and people, the challenge with comfort is if we're comfortable, we will do everything to not experience pain and struggle. But like that church you want to start, it's going to be painful. That business you want to launch, it's going to be painful. That great marriage you want to have, you're going to have some really hard conversations and open up some crap, some stuff that you normally haven't talked about to really break through that to the next level of your relationship. So if you're comfortable, you're going to avoid all that hard stuff, and then you'll never grow. You'll never get to the next level. And so we have to start getting comfortable with being uncomfortable and being kind of in some pain. And like staying in that place where we can be uncomfortable. That way the hard things are not that hard anymore. But when you're comfortable, those hard things are really hard to do. You're like, I'm not taking a giant risk like that. I'm too comfortable right now. Life's good. So like, how do we mix it up? And so that's what Rise Up Kings, like we get these CEOs, these business owners in a place where we get them uncomfortable. We shock them. We get them to the space where they're no longer bored. They're like, okay, it reignites a fire. Like, okay, I'm going to go take some risks. I'm going to go do something big in my life. And so that to me is important. That's where people reach, I believe, their full potential, their max, is when they're going all out on something that they're passionate, something that they totally love, and they're taking risks, and there's this fire that's inside them. The fire creates the potential. If you have a lack of fire in your life, good luck reaching your potential as a man.
Yeah.
Like we need that fire raging, and that Holy Spirit just being present and propelling us with our life purpose or our life mission or whatever that is we feel like we're called to do. So we need to reignite that fire in a lot of men because there's some stagnancy going on.
Exactly. You know, that reminds me, you know, when I was in the cavalry, I was an officer in the Cav. We used to joke and say, you know, we practice being wet, cold, hungry, and miserable, and we're experts at it, you know, and because we put ourselves in that environment, pushing yourself, going on 45 minutes sleep, you know, for 1 or 2 days. You know, it's just stuff like that. So that when the balloon actually goes up, and it did, that, you know, if you have to push yourself, you're like, we got this, you know, because you've already experienced the pain, the suffering, the mental blockage that you overcame, you know, 2 years ago and have been consistent ever since. So this is just, we got this. It's just, you know, it's just another thing. Let's go.
That's powerful. How do we get the average day Joe experiencing that?
Yeah. And that's why I was going to say, how do you do that through Rise Up Kings to help change that mindset?
Yeah. So I had a conversation last night with a guy who wanted to be a part of the program. And I asked him, I said, why are you willing to go put yourself through something uncomfortable? Like your why has to be deep enough. Like why? Because I couldn't tell if he was ready like for change for the next level. And so those guys don't do well. Those guys that are not ready to get to the next level, they come to the event, they'll quit. Even though it's not extremely intense, it's pretty intense. Your why has to be strong. Like why are you willing to go through something uncomfortable? And what are you looking like? Are you ready to get to the next level? If you're not fully, if that why isn't deep enough, you won't be willing to do what's necessary to get to the next level. So the guys need to be ready. So what do we do? I can't go into all the experiences
at
the event.
Yeah. No problem.
But we really get guys, most guys that I meet are playing at like 50 to 60% of their capacity, their potential. They're not giving their all. In their marriage, they're not giving 100%. They're not leaving it all on the field in their marriage. They do enough to make their wife happy, but they're not giving 100%. They're not giving 100% in their fitness. They're not giving 100% to God. They're not giving 100% in their business. Or some of them are. That might be some of the downsides. So they're not giving 100%. So these guys show up. They're used to operating at 50 to 60 to 70% of their potential, their capacity. And so we push them. We push them to 100%. We give them the space to hit 100% physically and some emotional exercises. And then they start to realize like, oh, shoot, I've been operating a lot at a lower level than I even realized in my life. Like I just went out for 3 days. I went all out. I gave every single thing I had. Man, I'm nowhere near that in the way I operate daily. Amen. With my wife and my kids. Like if I'm tired, I'll tell my kids I'm tired and I'll sit on the couch. That's not giving 100%. If you're tired, tired's BS. It's a mindset, right? Yeah. You could still go spend time and play Legos with your kids on the floor, even if you're tired. So like that's giving 100%. And so we create this environment where guys get to give 100%. And so when they walk away, they're like, okay, I'm going to start giving 100% in my marriage with my kids. And so a lot of it's some physical. We do some physical exercises to push guys. We do some like visualization. We do some emotional kind of like some vulnerability. We allow guys to create some space to be vulnerable. So we kind of stretch. We stretch guys through this experience. A lot of physical stuff, a lot of emotional stuff. But we have guys that, you know, are 350 pounds that come through. We have guys that are ex-pro athletes. Like it doesn't really matter actually someone's physical capacity at all. It's just their mindset. Are they willing to push themselves? Is a big thing.
Amen. You know, as you were talking about that, it reminded me when I went to the police academy. Now, in the Army, you know, I went through basic training, went through the NCO academy, went through drill sergeant school. Drill sergeant school, you had to go through basic 3 times, had to prove you could do it. Then you learned how to do it. Then you had to teach how to do it. So, you know, so there's 3 times there. Then I went to officer candidate school. I signed off of drill sergeant status on a Friday, signed into officer candidate school on Sunday. Right. So you talking about the one doing the mental stuff to one on the receiving end all in 1 weekend and live that for 3.5 months. And then like I said, then the cavalry and doing all that. So when I went to the police academy, this is like the 7th time I've gone through this type of environment. Right. And, you know, they couldn't. You know, the day one, it's like, you know, day one, basic training, you know, they're yelling and I'm just, you know, push-ups. Okay. We'll do it. You know, I mean, just, and people are throwing up, they're, you know, sweating, they're, a couple of them are crying and stuff, you know, they've never experienced anything like that. No, I'm just rock solid. I'm focused on a spot on the wall and, you know, have 2-3 people yelling at you one time and I'm not even flinching. Right. And, they've going on to other people, and the senior instructor came over and says, "You prior military, sir? Yes, sir." He goes, "It's going to be a piece of cake for you." And he turned around and walked away because I. And then later that day, they made me the class leader, something I did not want to do. But and when they walked out of the when they made me class leader and walked out of the room, the first thing I did is, prior service people, raise your hand. Boom. First squad, second squad, third squad, fourth squad. Because I wanted that leadership, people who knew what the environment was about and knew how to control people underneath them. You know? Mm-hmm. And we just sailed through it because, you know, it was amazing. But that came from experiencing the mental breakdown, the physical breakdown, being pressured to have a mission, complete the mission on time to standard, you know. So that's why when I seen your stuff, I said, "Oh, I got to get him on this program." You know, praise God.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for this exciting interview with Skylar Lewis, founder of Rise Up Kings. And as you've heard, Rise Up Kings is a faith-based 3-day business boot camp that pushes Christian CEOs and business leaders to achieve things physically, mentally, and emotionally like most of them have never experienced before. Amen? And this helps them to draw closer to God, become more intentional with their relationship with God, with their spouse, with their family, and actually helps them to focus more intentionally in business and raise their businesses to new levels. I hope you've received some inspiration from today's interview, and I urge you to use the links down below and check out Rise Up Kings through their website. And if you are a Christian business leader, CEO, etc., you definitely need to reach out to Skylar through the links below and see if you can qualify to attend an upcoming boot camp session. Amen. Now, the good news for you today is this. Today was only part one of a great two-part interview with Skylar Lewis. And if you think today was awesome, which it was, well, you definitely need to come back for part two. Amen. We're getting into some of the details on how Rise Up Kings works and how it benefits others and will benefit you. Glory to God. Till next time, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.